Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and I'd like to invite you to a webinar, a free webinar on web conferencing. So, learn the secrets to creating and delivering collaborative training presentations that engage your students and enhance comprehension. I'll be there, and I will be working with webinar expert Ken Mollet, and we'll be sharing tips and guidelines. It's on September 24th, and it should be a lot of fun. Here's if you go to the website, here's a link that you can follow. So here's a full description. Webinars are creating new opportunities for instructors and trainers to reach more students and also in a more convenient fashion. It's much more convenient than traditional room-based lectures. However, presenting information via web conference requires new approaches and skills. This webinar gives you valuable information on how best to create and deliver instructional content for remote audiences. You will gain insight into the challenges and advantages presented by distance learning, and you will come away with an understanding of best practices for interacting with your students and working with conference-based courses. You will get the benefit of two industry experts. They are sharing their complementary areas of expertise. There's me. Well, I don't know if I feel a little bit modest at this point, but I want to encourage you to look at the books, a couple of the books I've written, and also to think about looking at ways in which web conferencing technology affects teaching and learning styles. And what I plan to do at the webinar is to give guidelines on just how to adjust your training to take advantage of the medium. Ken Mollet, president of Webinar Success, shows you additional tips to meet the unique demands of the webinar format. The one-hour seminar includes time for an interactive question and answer session with both speakers. The intended audience is appropriate, the information is appropriate for trainers in educational institutions or in business environments. What you will learn, what types of content work in a web seminar, and what should be avoided. Ways to improve student comprehension and retention, how to improve your presentation and instructional style, and how to combine online training with traditional coursework. So I hope that you are able to attend, and I would like to encourage you, and I hope to see you there. This is Susan Smith Nash, and these are thoughts on e-learning.